Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of January 2022 for all life path numbers. It feels a bit surreal that we're already stepping into 2022, so Happy New Year! Before we get into the reading, I do want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you're interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So, 2022 is a six universal cycle, and it's much different energy than the fast-paced, sort of frenetic, transformative, expansive, big energy of the five cycle of 2021. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already, listening to your 2022 forecast for your personal life path number to gain a better understanding of this six universal year-long cycle that we're all stepping into, because it's going to be a powerful year. For January specifically, we are stepping into a seven universal cycle for the month. So collectively, we will all feel this energy in some way. So for those that are new to my channel, please understand that first and foremost, I'll go over the energy for the collective, and this includes you, and then I dive more specifically into the individual life path energy for the month. So it all works in tandem, so I highly suggest just getting cozy and listening to the entire video. So, the seven energy throughout January can sort of have us focusing more on our holistic health, body, mind, and spirit. What are we feeding our own life force? This isn't only referring to, of course, nutrients for the physical body, but what are we ingesting into our mind and our spirit as well? Who and what are we surrounding ourselves with? If the energy we are inviting in, body, mind, spirit, is more toxic than healthy, chaotic rather than soothing, aggressive over calm, and overall negative over positive, then that is the fuel that the entire vehicle and our presence, body, mind, spirit, is running on. So think about how that will affect how you feel, how you treat others, how you treat yourself, and your overall outlook on life. Under this seven energy, we may find that the universe presents us with some kind of roadblock to sort of force us to put the brakes on, to take a closer look at where it is we can make some adjustments to how we treat ourselves, all of ourselves, right? Like, again, holistically, body, mind, spirit. Perhaps we need to distance ourselves from certain relationships, to take a break from the news, social media, to spend more quality time in solitude and with the people whose cups are always full and don't expect us to deplete our own in order to fill theirs up. So perhaps there is a call to get reconnected this month to our own spiritual side and spend more time connecting with Mother Earth and allow her healing energies to rejuvenate our spirit. This month is the perfect time to do a major check-in and do any maintenance work that we have been neglecting on ourselves so that we don't get to the point of needing full-on repair. Listen to your body this month and don't subscribe to any level of guilt or shame when it comes to your self-care and taking the time for that self-care, whatever that looks like for you. The world will be there when you reemerge, right? This seventh cycle encourages us to retreat, to reflect, to heal, and to focus on our own holistic health. Under this influence, this is not a time to be impulsive, to take big risks, if you can avoid it. Now, of course, life happens, right? Sometimes we have to make those big decisions, take those big risks, regardless of what the astrology, the numerology, or the energy sort of dictates. And so, of course, follow your heart, follow your circumstances, use your logic, whatever. Do what you need to do. But if you can avoid it, this is going to be a time, again, just think of like sinking into the stillness, doing things a little bit more organically, taking your time, taking time for solitude. thinking things through. Seven energy is very, very, very connected to the metaphysical, but they're also very, it's a very, also a very practical energy. It's also very connected to the earth. And so there is practicality around this where there's not a whole lot of impulsivity at times. It's more reflective. It kind of takes its time. It wants to make sure that even though it's the bridge between the metaphysical and the physical, what it's bringing into the physical, that energy wants to make certain that it's something that is worth bringing into the physical. So again, just take your time under this energy. You don't have to be impulsive. Just make sure that what you're manifesting, what you're bringing in, is what you want to bring in. This is an energy where little effort is going to be required for things to come to completion now. You've already done the hard work, the heavy lifting, the input, all of those things. And so now it's going to be a time for, again, sort of sinking into receptivity mode and being open to receiving the rewards, the gifts, the fruition of, you know, the completion, the tangibles of what it is you've been working so hard towards, which is really kind of beautiful because it's like if you've really, you know, if 2021 was a tumultuous year and you had to put a lot of effort into a lot of things and whatnot, this month is really saying, let's capture those rewards. Let's let the rewards come to us. Think of like the spider who's built its web and now it's allowing its nutrients to come to it. It's not seeking it out. That's really kind of like the seven energy for this month. It's, I believe in astrology, there's several planets that are retrograde. And so this is a time for, again, reflections, receptivity, allowing the nutrients to come to you holistically, body, mind, spirit. And you get to decide whether you're going to eat that nutrients or not, right? Body, mind, spirit. So again, this is going to be a time for and a period for sort of watching and waiting and let this cycle work for you. This is a lovely time for vacations, for staycations, for writing that book that you've always wanted to write, for taking a class that sort of expands the mind, especially if it's anything to do with like theology, religion, metaphysics, mystical teachings, yoga, astrology, numerology, and so on. So things that are sort of not necessarily taboo, but sort of outside the mind that would allow you to expand the mind in a way. This is a great energy for really diving into those sort of classes and taking some kind of maybe lecture or workshop or something like that, where you're not expending a lot of energy per se, but you're expanding the mind and expanding the spirit, right? With that little physical effort. So listen to your own internal promptings at this time and pay extra attention to your dreams, your visions, your intuition now. Again, this is very feminine, divine feminine energy, receptivity, stillness, reflection, sinking into, again, the stillness. Where is your soul gently leading you now? This isn't about forcing. This isn't about aggression. This isn't about, again, sort of that more aggressive action of the masculine energy. This is very receptive, very still, very organic and soft energy. So again, where is your soul gently leading you now? The messages can come in as a whisper, but they can also feel like a lightning bolt when you receive it and when you hear it. So overall, with this seven illumination, do not fight the urge for rest, rejuvenation, and inner reflection. Much can be learned and discovered during this quieter, softer cycle if we listen. You can get answers to some really big questions during this cycle, but you have to be open. You have to be receptive. So be receptive to what the universe is trying to show you now through the stillness. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the individual life path number. 22s, life path number 22-4. So, pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got chameleon spirit. And chameleon says, stay in the background and adapt to the situation rather than attempting to direct the course of events. I don't know why, I feel like you guys recently got this. Maybe not. But anyway, what really comes to mind is exactly what chameleon is saying. There is sometimes this tendency for 22s and 4s to really want to control the situation. I mean, really, that's with all humans, but really with 22s and 4s, there's this dynamic of wanting, you know, this almost an innate quality in us where we just want to have control over the situation. It's just that very practical side of ourselves. And when we don't have control over the situation, we sort of get anxiety over that or feel like it's some kind of reflection on our work or, you know, that it's, we take it as a personal failure of sorts. And I think Chameleon is just saying to calm down just a little bit, right? To release your grip, to go with the flow, to be adaptable. I think when we think of chameleons and how easily they change their color to adapt to their environment, I think you're really being asked to do that this month, to, you know, just really kind of take things in, to just go with the flow. And this is a beautiful energy to do that in a 7 universal cycle that we're all in January. And so it's a very supportive energy for doing that. This is not going to be about taking big, bold action. This is not going to be about trying to manipulate a situation or control it to work in your favor. This is about creating your web and allowing the nutrients to come to you. So you've done your effort, you've created your web, now allow the nutrients to come to you and adapt as needed, right? If you need to move the web, right? If you get more nutrients over there than you do here, then move it over there. You see what I'm saying? Like, adapt as necessary based on the cues of the environment. So I would say, again, receptivity is going to come in and adaptability this month for you all. And so really just kind of try to go with the flow as much as possible and know that what is coming in for you is meant for you, is meant for you to work with in some way. You might not know how you're meant to work with it, but if it's coming in for you, there's a reason typically, right? If we're not forcing it. Those things that we have to force to obtain, we have to force to keep, right? We have to struggle to keep them. And so this is not about struggle. This is about receptivity, allowing the energy to come to you. So you may find things come up for you this month where you just, your initial response is to try to control the situation, to try to control the outcome. And you're just going to be really, really uncomfortable in that process. And so to make yourself more comfortable, surrender. You need to release. You need to allow those, what's meant for you, to come in. Because a lot of times we can't really anticipate everything that's coming in, what we're meant to be working with at this time. And the universe will show us that. We just have to be open to it. And so I think that you're going to have opportunities this month to really flex that muscle. Okay. So looking at the overall energy for you all, looks like you've got some really big decisions coming in at the end of the month. But before then, we start the month off with some real like temperate energy, which goes back to what we talked about in the intro, where this is going to be a month where you want to check in with yourself, you know, as much as possible to see how you're doing holistically, body, mind, spirit. Where do you need some maintenance? Where do there need to be some tweaks? Because it's through that maintenance that you will sort of avoid those full-blown repairs, right? And so take as many opportunities as possible this month, especially at the beginning of the month. It looks like the energy is pretty potent around that time, to check in with yourself to see, where are you in overdrive that you need to take it back a few notches? Where is it that maybe you could, you know, amp it up a little bit, you know, like, it's like kind of like, where are you out of balance? Or where do you feel like you're out of balance? Do you feel disconnected from your higher consciousness? Do you feel disconnected from nature, from source, from whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel disconnected from your family and friends? Do you need to make some adjustments there? You know, only you will know where it is that you've sort of fallen into an extreme and fallen out of balance. And so I think the beginning of the month is really going to give you opportunities to check in with that and make some adjustments. Mid-month, there's actually a lot coming in around work for you all mid-month, and working with others, getting potentially new clients, getting new offers, getting new ideas. It's not necessarily that you're going to be taking big action mid-month, but you could see, again, these big ideas come in, these big offers come in, maybe new contracts come in where you're signing this to start down the road. This could also be going into business with a romantic partner. So I don't know, that's very specific. That's not going to be for everybody, but that came in very, very clearly. So for some of you, it may be that you are actually finding ways to work with your spouse or your partner in some way where you're both contributing and it's actually really working out in a beautiful way that's very much divinely guided. This is also people coming to you that you wouldn't expect to come to you looking for your expertise. Caveat to that is make sure that you're saying yes to what you want to say yes to and no to what you do not want to do, right? Like where you don't want to burden yourself or like over schedule yourself to where it becomes super hectic and then you start resenting all of this, these new clients and all of that thing, those things, right? So this would be a time too where I would say just check the vibe, make sure that you feel in alignment with whatever it is that you're saying yes to as it comes to work. It could be that someone is asking you to take their shift and that's going to add an extra 20 hours onto your week and that's going to create a really big burden for you. And so do you want to commit to that? And, you know, sometimes depending on the circumstances, maybe we need to do that. I don't know, right? But the key is to kind of take a look and make sure that it works for you, that, you know, that it feels aligned. Because this does have the potential to really be a successful endeavor, whatever this is. But it does feel like some kind of a new offer coming in that's around work specifically, or a creative process. So if you're somebody who doesn't work, then this can be something of like a creative process that's coming in where you're going to be collaborating with others or working with others and working with others in a way that it's like, again, maybe they're the client and you're the creator. You see what I'm saying? So I would just say, again, with this being a 7-month, you probably are not starting to take action on this, but you'll start to see some of those things come in. And so just be mindful of what you say yes to and what you say no to. And it may be that in this situation, you also need to be adaptive. So, all right. And then end of the month, this is where we're seeing some really big decisions coming in. And this is interesting because it almost ties in with mid-month energy where, again, some kind of offer comes in for you. Maybe it feels really good. But it's putting you in a position where you have to make some big decision. Like it's almost like you can't move forward with whatever this is if you continue on the path that you are on or if you continue with your plate being as full as it is. And so maybe you need to remove some things from your plate so that you can create some space. And it's almost like there's some level of sort of holding yourself back from doing that. Like you want to do this new thing. It's really exciting. It's really aligned. But in order to do that, you would have to change direction in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable because it's outside your comfort zone. And so you're struggling with that. And so you're creating some barriers that don't need to be there, some like self-restrictive barriers. And so just pay attention to that. You know, if you're saying no because it doesn't feel good, then that's one thing. If you're saying no because you're afraid of like the road it's going to take you on because you don't know everything that will unfold, again, releasing the control, being adaptive. If you're saying no because of that, then chances are you need to stop restricting yourself and say yes to whatever this is because it's catapulting you on the next big adventure, right? The next big thing. And so it's opening you up in a way that you haven't been opened up before. So this could be one of those things where, again, I feel like you're going to feel like you're at an impasse and you can't do it all. Let's put it that way, is what this energy feels like. And you have to make some decisions around this. But in making those decisions, there's definitely some unknowns here that causes a little bit of hesitancy and maybe a little bit of fear. And so you just need to kind of look at that and explore that. And if it's self-restrictive behavior, then ask yourself why you're doing that and get to the bottom of that so that you're not holding yourself back. So again, this is going to be a month for being adaptive and releasing control, but also going after those things that really speak to you, that call to you, and not restricting yourself out of fear or self-doubt. So hopefully this was helpful. Thank you, 22, so much for listening. I appreciate you all. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.